Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Kirk
bounces one up the middle. Bats to the back. Over to first to beat the champ. You gotta knock him out. The Dodgers stand tall and win back-to-back titles.
What a moment. What a baseball game on Saturday night. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We'll get back to your phone calls here on the NFC East with the Eagles having the bye week, landing Jalen Phillips, landing J.R. Alexander, Commanders losing everyone, including their quarterback, Jaden Daniels, and none of us take the Cowboys really seriously, maybe except for Hugh over here. I'm declaring the NFC is over. This is over. The Eagles have won this division. They're going to win it for the first time in back-to-back years since 03-04. Agree? Disagree? Are you ready to raise the banner with us? And we'll continue your guesses for Hugh's Clues. We got a 4-pack of tickets to go to the game with us December 3rd. We're dropping the puck. The Flyers and the Sabres on December 3rd. Excited for it. Cartoon character was Hugh's first clue today. But Hugh, Saturday night, that was one of the greatest baseball games I have ever watched. And really, when you think about the gravity of the moment, Game 7, the back and forth, the superstars that played, future Hall of Famers, it really has a case to be the greatest baseball game of all time. That, Hugh, that was amazing. And the Dodgers are one of those teams now. They are a dynasty. They've become that. They've won back-to-back World Series that they feel impossible to kill.
Yeah. And it was touted as soon as the game was over as probably one of the greatest games in the history of the sport.
Yes.
You know, the way that they went back and forth. And then I saw people talking about how Toronto, you know, they let it get away from them and things of that nature. I don't know, man. That was a phenomenal. From what I heard about it, it was a phenomenal series.
It was incredible. I mean, the fact that they won it on Friday night in Game 6 with the double play. And then, Saturday had everything. It had great defensive plays. It had the home run by Rojas off our old buddy Jeff Hoffman in the ninth inning. The defensive plays by Páez, by Rojas again. The fact that Will Smith kept his foot on the base on home plate or got it back on after it, you know, popped off. And the base runner reminded me of the Castellanos play a couple weeks ago where he didn't get enough of a secondary lead, and that cost him. And it's just always felt like the Dodgers were on the right end of all of these moments. Will Smith with the home run. And that performance by Yamamoto, I mean, to pitch Game 6, to start Game 6, to give what he gave in Game 6, and to come out of the bullpen for 2 2/3 scoreless against that Blue Jays offense, it was remarkable. Like, you start thinking about the greatest games you ever watched in any sport, that is up there. I was sweating watching that game, and I had no dog in the fight except I just wanted the Blue Jays to win because I didn't want the Dodgers to win the World Series again. Kyle, that was amazing. It was as good as sports gets on Saturday night.
It was unbelievable. And I remember, I thought before the game that just given the way the series had gone, that we were probably going to be in for like an all-timer. I didn't expect that. How amazing for the that was going to be, but like. Even when the Blue Jays went up 3-0, I was like, this isn't over. Mm-hmm. Like there's no way the Dodgers are going to lay down. And man, they just kept crawling back and then back and forth. And then those last like four innings was just like some of the most unbelievable four innings of like just sports in general that I've ever seen. It was just baseball excellence, back and forth, like just an unbelievable game.
And every half inning, you thought the other team was going to take over, right? Like the Dodgers score, and then the here come the Blue Jays back, and they have base runners on. The moment, what was it, the Guerrero shot to center field? He just missed it by an inch. I mean, Vlad almost won the game with a walk-off home run. The Páez and Enrique Hernandez collision in the outfield, and somehow Páez caught the baseball there. That would have ended the game. I mean, every moment was incredible. It was like theater. It was unbelievable. And the ratings were off the charts. It was one of the highest rated baseball games of all time, or at least in the last 20 plus years, one of the biggest ones. 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on the World Series. The other thing that I was thinking about as I watched it was the Phillies, right? Like number one, Dave Roberts, who managed his ass off. And I thought, like, could Topper do that? Are we ever going to trust Topper to make those moves? I thought Dave Roberts was a big part of the reason the Dodgers won. I know he's got great talent, but Hugh, in these games, managers matter. I mean, we walk in October every year and we're like, maybe it won't matter that much. So, you know, it does. Like, if it's Topper or whoever else it is for the Phillies as years go on, they got to push the buttons right. And Dave Roberts pushed them all right.
You know, the ironic thing about you saying that, Joe, is because a few weeks ago, with the talent that they had, a lot of people kind of felt like he really didn't matter that much.
Oh, he mattered.
Yeah, but when you talk about those extended innings that they had in these games, and like my alerts were going off all night long, you could tell that he was doing something right, because Toronto was trying to close that thing out a few times, and they just couldn't get it done. They couldn't do it.
Yeah, I thought the moves he made. I mean, he took the center fielder out for Páez in the middle of an inning, and then Páez caught that ball. I just thought he hit every button right.
Do you want to hear how it sounded while someone was on WIP airwaves when the Dodgers won the World Series?
Yeah, sure.
This is the reaction. Very exciting.
What about the Dolphins are a team that's going nowhere? They could trade Jalen Waddle. I mean, Dodgers just won the World Series, by the way.
I need a little more there, Jolly.
No, Jolly likes my kicked him in the mommy daddy button.
You think Jolly bet on the Blue Jays? You think he bet on the Blue Jays? I mean, like, he was doing a show. I was trying to react as he watched it on TV, I'm sure. A little more excitement than that. It's one of the greatest games of all time.
I just felt like somebody kicked him in the mommy daddy button. Like,
yeah. I mean, maybe he bet on the Blue Jays. I know a lot of people did. Yamamoto coming out of the bullpen the night after pitching. It's one of the great performances of all time.
That's what you call all hands on deck type situation.
So every Dodgers starter that pitched in the series pitched in the game. It went from, you know, Ohtani, Glasnow, and Snell, and Yamamoto. It was just riveting. So I thought Roberts and the importance of the manager, clear. Like, Dave Roberts was excellent, and Topper hasn't been that excellent in big games. The other thing I thought of as watching it is the Phillies better not just go and say we were this close. Like, they need to get a lot better. The Dodgers just are better than everyone. They are a dynasty now. They have figured it out, and the Phillies need to get moving this offseason to add the talent necessary to match the Dodgers. I mean, the Dodgers, no stone unturned. I mean, that's what I saw as I watched that series and watched that game on Saturday night. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. You can react to the World Series. And did it feel for you like it was that great of a game? It felt it to me. It felt like it was, you know, if I write down the 10 best baseball games I've ever watched, it's near the top of that list. It was incredible watching that World Series on Saturday night. Dodgers win it again. Let's get back to the phone lines here. Let's talk to AB in Philly on the NFC. So what's up, AB?
Yo, I'm with you, man. I'm daggone sure raising the banner, man.
There we go, AB. See, AB gets it. Let's celebrate. Hugh, you celebrate with us?
No.
One thing for certain, two things for sure. I'm a Philly PHAN fan. And when you look at the East, we got who going to stop us from winning the banner?
Yeah,
Dallas?
Come on, Hugh. Who?
Dallas going to stop us?
I thought that I did a really good job of framing it the way that I framed it.
You did, but
nobody cares.
Well, no, but the fair
one piece missing.
Yeah, the fair
like,
question.
We're just
is,
wondering how can you feasibly think that we're not going to win the NFL?
No, I said.
Oh, my fault.
You got it, AB.
Giants,
you got it.
That's going to get us. The Giants going to get us.
No, it's not them.
Oh, no.
You
got it,
Bo.
No, it's not them. Hugh, there's no viable threat in the division. Over.
You got 9 games left, man.
And what's going to happen?
Hey, and like
we're already 9-2. You forgot.
Said, we can't do nothing but get better.
That's right.
With all the moves Howie done made on defense, and I'm gonna say it: if the defense might be a luxury,
not
but
a
it
necessity.
Also wins championships.
That's right. See, AB gets it.
Wins champion.
Now we're talking.
Hey, hey you, I got your cartoon, yeah. Hugh.
What,
you got,
what is it?
I listen. The Transformers.
That you, hey, you know the what? Show if you're guessing Transformers.
That is a good guess.
AB, I have not spent, it, but
I
a good
have
guess.
Spent like over like probably like $400 in the last couple of weeks.
Excuse me? On Transformers?
Yeah. And I got some more coming.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah.
I got the little
Is
action
that what
figures.
Was there on Friday when you went out for Halloween? Was it another Transformer?
No. Okay. That was something else. Okay. But I got me some more tracks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. That's a good guess, though. And thank you for listening to the show because I have talked a lot about Transformers.
You have.
And I think Harper's starting to slowly get into Transformers. Mm-hmm.
Well, he sees your whole house full of them.
Yeah, he does. I'm kind of like.
Feels like you're not really giving him a choice.
No.
I'm really not. But no, it's not that. It's just that I just want to maintain the focus. Because a lot can happen. Because we're talking about winning the division and going to the Super Bowl again.
Yeah.
It's 9 games to play. And there's a lot that can happen in those 9 games.
So you're right, there is. But I just don't see any way the Eagles don't win the NFC East at this point. The Commanders sees it. Let's unpack it. Is the Commander season over?
Yeah, I'm going to go so far as to say they're probably looking at Dan Quinn sideways.
Okay,
today.
So like the Commanders, they should be looking at him sideways. He left the quarterback out there down 31 points.
They seriously thinking about getting him up out of there today.
Well, put us in their shoes. If let's say a young Jalen Hurts was out there down 31 points in the fourth quarter, and he got hurt, I mean, of course we'd be pissed. So the Commander season is over. The Giants season was over before it started, and then they had like 2 weeks where people thought that maybe they weren't bad. They're bad. So there is one team that stands in the Eagles' way. And unless Cowboy Douglas is scared of the Cowboys, I don't see it.
I mean, but it's not – for me, it's not that. It's just that the Eagles just need to maintain their focus. We just saw two teams this weekend get beat by teams that – did nobody think was going to beat
them. That's football.
Exactly.
But this already happened to the Eagles, and they're still up in the division.
And they got trounced. They got trounced by the Giants.
Yeah, and they're still up.
And you have to go to Green Bay. Green Bay is still the master of their destiny right now. The Eagles are too, to a certain extent, but we go to Green Bay, anything is could potentially happen.
We're currently the number one seed, by the way.
Yeah. No, we are right now. But yeah. you got to go to Green Bay.
Sure. Yeah.
But we have 3 more wins coming on the schedule.
Right.
Okay.
Two Commanders and the Raiders, right? That's our 9? Yeah, I mean, that's 9 wins right there.
I hear what you're saying.
But the math isn't math.
We're 9-2.
I hear what you're saying.
And we've won the NFC.
I hear what you're saying, but you still have to play these 9 games. That's the story that I'm sticking to. You can call me Scary Larry.
We are.
You can call me Trepidation Douglas, whatever you want to call me.
I like Dak Douglas. That one hits.
Dakota Douglas, yeah. Whatever you want to say. But the bottom line is this: Rain Douglas, raining on your parade.
You
whatever.
Are raining. When we had a banner raising plan this morning, and you just throwing
no,
a wet blanket
because
on it.
I am ground in the now. You guys like to look ahead and like to, you know, you like to anoint people and do all this other crazy stuff.
Gotta tell
that's
you.
Not where I'm at.
Well, there is a track record here. When I say a division is over, it has been over. Mm-hmm. I mean,
there's also you've been accused of jinxing people, too.
Wait.
But she hasn't. Though.
It hasn't ever happened.
It has never happened?
I said the division is over twice for the Phillies. They've won the division both times. Where's the jinx?
Okay, fine.
I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, but it's been a little bit of trepidation in the weeks that followed. I mean,
well, tough times don't last. Tough peoples do. Yeah, I mean, Kyle said it earlier. If the Eagles drop the next two, I'm sure there's going to be someone out there who says, oh, you jinxed them.
Yeah.
You jinxed them. And I'll say no, because this is about winning the division by the end.
It reminds me of during the Philly season when the Mets got to what, like 4 games?
Yeah, I think
it got
was,
pretty close.
Yeah, yep.
But we held strong.
You got to be steadfast in this stuff.
Yep, just as a preview, lot of clown emojis flying around in you people chat.
Mm-hmm. For me or for you?
We'll just have to find out.
I'm going to probably say it's for me.
No, people get scared when I pronounce division's over. It's just, this is, you know what this is?
Jinxing Jillio?
No, where's the jinx?
No, I'm just saying, that's what they're probably saying.
Right, because they're scared like you. Again, you need a vision for this. Look at the Cowboys' schedule. Look at their defense. Look at us. Look at just getting better here. Jalen Phillips. Again, Jair Alexander is its own thing. We'll see if he can even play anymore. But Jalen Phillips is a real addition to the Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, we can grow up. Like, jinxes aren't real. It's okay.
Do we really grow up,
they're
though?
Not. They're not real.
They're not
you
real.
You believe in jinxes, Hugh?
I don't believe in jinxes per se.
Okay.
And like, by the way, we don't go out there and play the games. We can raise this banner.
The Eagles
will be locked in. It's not going to permeate through the locker room, like that caller said.
That was wild.
It's ridiculous.
They're going to take their foot off the gas because Joe Giglio and Kyle Quinn think the division is over.
Yep.
Didn't show up this week. Why? You know, those bozos in the midday said the division is over. Let's go to Dom in Philly up on WIP. Hey, Dom.
Hey, how's it going? You got me?
Got you, Dom. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? Honor to be on here. I just wanted to say the division is more locked up than Terry Rozier right now.
And he's locked up.
Yeah. Now, I know you guys like to say with new information, you can adjust your opinion.
Yeah, of course.
I know you're not talking about it. It's not a topic on the show right now. But, Joe, do you want to adjust your top five quarterbacks? I know, or you had Jaden Daniels above Jalen Hurts after 1 year.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly right now, I mean, how could I have Daniels above him? He's had a tough year, and he's hurt. I mean, we got to knock him down for sure, Dom. Course.
Joe Burrow, he's out. He's always hurt. You can knock him out. So is it safe to say that Jalen Hurts is a top five quarterback?
No.
And that you said
stick
no?
to your guns,
no.
Joe.
Well, but Don, hold on. But you're dead right, Ben. It's totally fair to say Daniels is down considering where he was last year, okay, and what happened to him this year. Joe Burrow hurt again. And I think, Don, to be fair, as when we do the offseason rankings after this season, it's going to kind of start to be hard to justify Burrow as a top five guy because he keeps getting hurt for a significant amount of time. But what do we do with the other players jumping into the fray that look like they're on that level? Like, do we just ignore how Matthew Stafford is playing? And he always was kind of in that mix anyway. Do we ignore what Sam Darnold is doing? I mean, Sam Darnold looks like one of the best players.
What was that?
What was that noise? Do you see how he's playing?
I'll give you Matt Stafford.
Yeah.
All right. I'll put him above Hurts. There's an argument for that.
What about Drake May?
Sam Darnold? Are you serious?
Have you seen what the Seahawks offense has done?
I don't care. Did you see what he did in the playoffs?
He was an example, but you could be upset about him. Do we just ignore? So when Jalen Hurts had a bad playoff game against the Bucks, we destroyed his resume, or that's just part of the story?
No, I got you. I just wanted to see if you had him in the top five. I understand. I got you.
Look, I think Jalen Hurts has been a top 10 guy. I think that on balance, Dom, I would say for the last 3-4 years, whether he's 9 or 5, he's been in that mix, and that's damn good, isn't it?
Yeah, he's good. Yeah. He's good. Yeah.
All right, we've had some common ground. All right, what do you got for us for your cartoon for Hugh Douglas?
I listen all the time, and I got the answer. Mm-hmm. Roger Rabbit.
Roger Rabbit.
We talked about Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, we have.
Early.
That is not it, Don. But
thank you for listening.
The guesses have actually been
not bad.
They're Hughish. I mean, the people clearly are listening and they hear things that Hugh says.
Hughish.
They're Hughish. Yeah, they are. 215-592-9494. By the way, a little updated MVP rankings here over at FanDuel.
Who we got?
Because I just mentioned Darnold because he had a huge game last night and he's had a huge season. So here's the updated MVP odds as we come to the final night of week number 9 in the NFL. It feels like 4 guys have kind of emerged over everybody else. You, Josh Allen is the favorite at +150.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May at 4-1. Patrick Mahomes at +430. You see Mahomes yesterday? It was the first time he ever had a under 50% completion rate in his entire career.
That's crazy.
And then Matthew Stafford at 5-1. And then Justin Herbert, Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, and Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love all basically the same at like 20-1. So it's Allen, May, Mahomes, Stafford right now as the big favorites for the MVP. Steve in Meyerstown is up on WIP. Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Steve, what's up?
Steve?
Yeah, I'm not ready to raise a banner yet. I'm with you. I need 2 more wins yet. That's just, yeah, I need to see 2 more wins.
2 more of them things.
So we get to 8-2, you're good? Like we win these next 2 games?
Yeah. Yeah.
What if they lose one of these games? You don't think they're going to win the division?
No, I think they'll win it. I'm not confident that they'll win it this early. I mean, I dig in raise the banner. I don't. Yeah.
So you are. Right, so you don't. You feel good, but you're not raise the banner good. I get it, Steve. That makes sense.
Yes.
But you're not scared of the Cowboys like Q, are you?
Oh no.
Oh okay.
We can crush the Cowboys.
See, that's all I needed to hear. As long as you're not scared of the Cowboys, Steve, good phone call. That's the one thing that this comes down to is you mentioned the schedule here, right? The next 2 weeks are going to be challenging. At Green Bay on Monday night and then home for Detroit. They're going to be challenging. After that game, though, they go to Dallas. So even if this thing gets a little bit tighter in the next 2 weeks, they control it. They go to Dallas and they win. This thing is wrapped up then.
You got to maintain your focus, Joe. And I think that's the biggest thing.
I'm totally focused.
Yeah, well.
On the division being
over.
Yeah,
you're, as you should be. But I think it's more than anything, it's the former player in me. And you're looking at the road ahead. It's a tough one, but it looks manageable. It looks a lot more manageable now because this is the second time that the Green Bay Packers in the last 5 weeks have thrown out hyperbole and it has not worked in their favor.
There's something off about them. They're obviously good and they're talented and they're going to be a playoff team. But there's something off about the Packers that they just seem to every week be
shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, they play and they play down in the competition.
Yeah, and they haven't been as consistent as their record show. And I do recall, I think I told y'all that last week, like when we were talking about before this weekend happened.
Yeah,
there was a lot going into this talking about Green Bay and how good they looked, and I was never really sold on Green Bay. I always felt like the stiffer competition was going to come from the Detroit Lions. I always felt like that, and this weekend kind of showed that. But going into Green Bay and historically what has been out there, it's going to be a tough matchup. They're going to play hard. There's no question about that. They're going to play hard. You know, Mike is going to come in and he's going to try to do his thing. So yeah, it's going to be a tough one. And then you have what's that? Monday night game?
So Monday night followed by Sunday night.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot. A lot going on.
Yeah. Look, the next couple weeks are going to be the biggest back-to-back challenge we've had in a while here, without question. But I look at the schedule the rest of the way for the Eagles. Let's unpack this for a second. All right, mm-hmm. So Green Bay and Detroit, two tough games. Do we consider the game in Dallas tough?
It's always tough. It's a division opponent.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be pretty tough.
Okay.
But I feel good about winning.
Yeah, I do.
No doubt,
off of the two before it, I don't think it's going to be as tough as Green Bay and Detroit.
I'm feeling 2-1
in the next three.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who do you think, just off the recklessly speculating, who do you think we drop to?
I was initially with you that Green Bay was a win and Detroit wasn't.
So now you think it's Green Bay.
I might flip it. I don't like Green Bay coming off that loss to Carolina. And Detroit looks pretty vulnerable right now.
They do not look as good as they have. They're not as good as they were last year.
Neither team, I think, are like... I think stacking them up one for one, I think the Eagles are probably better than both of them. But like, if I'm just being realistic, I would probably have to say we'll drop one of them. I'll say the road game prime time coming off a loss for Green Bay is going to be tougher at this point.
All right, so if Kyle's right and they go 2-1 in the next three games, right? Green Bay, Detroit, Dallas. The following game after that is the Bears at home on Black Friday. That's a win. I know you said the Bears look a little bit better, and they do, right? They're better than they were last year. And Ben Johnson is obviously a better coach than Matt Eberflus, and he could design an offense. I don't take the Bears super seriously. I think they're beaten up on. I think their wins are against some really bad football teams.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the Chargers on the road. That's a challenging game. But then after that, the Raiders at home and two Commanders games in December.
Yeah, the Commanders look like they might be.
They're cooked. And obviously the Bills game is going to be probably the biggest challenge of the season on the road in Buffalo. But I look at it as they have nine games to go. Four of them are against, you know, are going to be challenges. And then five of them, I feel like the Eagles are going to win. That gets us to 11. That gets us to 11 wins without winning any of the tough games. Dallas is not going to be better than that. The Commanders are cooked. The Giants were cooked before this thing started. I'm raising the banner. The NFC East is over. You can celebrate with us today. Are you coming to our raising of the banner here? Hugh Douglas is famously sitting this one out. And you can react to the trades from this weekend. Jair Alexander and Jalen Phillips. The Eagles get themselves a pass rusher, another corner. Howie Roseman has added four players over the last couple of weeks here. We also have a four-pack of tickets. We're going to the Flyers game. December 3rd, we're going to see the Flyers and the Buffalo Sabres at the Xfinity Mobile Arena, courtesy of the Philadelphia Flyers. Our four-pack of tickets on the line today. On the other side, Hugh's going to give you another clue, because obviously clue number one, cartoon character, it hasn't landed. So we'll give you clue number two here. And if you weren't ready to raise the banner, we'll catch up on some more stuff that happened in the NFC East this weekend besides just the Jaden Daniels injury last night. We may have a coach crying and some sort of bird in a coach's house. What the hell is going on down in Dallas? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Football's in full swing, people. And let's be real. There's no better place to bet than with Fanatics Sportsbook. So don't wait for a bad beat with another sportsbook. Switch to the home of Fair Play, where they protect all pro player prop bets across straights, parlays, and same game parlays across any first half injury. Some books protect your bet from the first quarter. Some do nothing at all. But not at Fanatics Sportsbook, where they flip losing bets into winning bets on every football game day. Whether it's quarterbacks, running backs, receivers, or any eligible player, Fanatics Sportsbook Fair Play policy gives you the edge when it comes to cooking up a parlay. That means if your player gets injured in the first half, your bet will play on with all the remaining legs, meaning a loss can be turned into a win. You can also track your player prop performance in Fanatics Sportsbook app. Oh, and the payout speed is lightning quick, too. So bet with the book that always has your back. Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS at Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. It was quite a weekend for the Eagles. They land Jair Alexander this morning, Jalen Phillips last night, Jaden Daniels out and a significant injury. And you wake up this morning, you look at the odds. I mean, the NFC East is clearly over. We're raising the banner here on the show today for the NFC's first time back-to-back years. We're going to have a winner here since 03-04. Are you ready? Are you got it? You in?
Nah. Okay. Still got a lot of football left to be played.
And what's going to happen in those 9 weeks?
I mean, we could potentially be raising the banner. I'm not betting against it, but I'm just saying. I'm going to wait to see until it happens.
Going to raise the banner.
No, I'm not betting against it.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for us to finish this little.
Waiting for what?
At least we got to play at least 5 more games.
You would be willing to call it after the next 5?
Maybe. Okay. All depends on what those next 5
maybe we need to go through what. Maybe we need to do this exercise with you. What would he need to see over the next 5 weeks for him to call it? And then we'll redo the show where Hugh officially declares the NL East NFC's over.
And should I celebrate with him or should I fight him on that show?
You should. You should fight me to just.
But I called it in November. I mean,
you can call it, Joe, and that's fine. You can do that. That's not where
I'm at. What's the worst that happens? So this is what my favorite part of
I don't see. This is where I'm going to keep my reckless speculation to myself because
you're
I don't
afraid
wanna,
they're going to blow it.
No,
I mean, that's the only explanation.
There's a lot that could potentially happen between now and 9 games.
Like
now
what?
And 9. A lot.
We have a lot of depth.
I don't want to speak it into existence.
Right, so,
I don't,
injuries are going to happen. It's the NFL, right? Howie Roseman has just spent the last 2 weeks adding player after player.
We haven't had any key injuries, though. We haven't had any significant injuries. That's the key. Like, you can have injuries, but if you have certain significant injuries.
Like who?
I ain't saying no names.
Well, I'm just. I'll put it this way.
Jinxes aren't real, remember.
I'm just saying, I'm still not doing it. I'm not doing it. I'm not playing this game.
All right, you know what you forced me to do?
What I do?
I'm going to up the ante.
No, don't do that.
I'm going to up the ante. There's not a single injury over the next 9 weeks that's going to change this division.
Whoa.
I'm serious. I mean, I'll let your imaginations fly on it, but I don't think there's anything that would change the division.
See, that you took it too far, Joe.
I did not.
This is where we have. This is why people get mad.
This is math.
We don't care.
This is math. They have six wins already.
No, you take it too far,
Six wins. Time out. Six wins. Okay. They're going to beat the Raiders at home. I don't care if you're playing. They're going to beat the Commanders twice. I don't care if you're playing. That's nine wins. Okay, all I need to do is get to 10.
You're being real reckless today.
Why?
I mean, you just are. I don't like that. You're being really reckless with your speculation.
No, what I'm doing is telling you the other teams in this division can't get
can
to the
get
bar.
Can we get past Green Bay this week? Can we work on that?
It doesn't. The Green Bay game is irrelevant to this.
Joe, you're doing way too
Hold
much
on.
Now.
You think if they lose to Green Bay, that's going to change the NFC?
No, but I'm saying let's get the win against Green Bay this weekend. I'm speaking into existence. Let's get the win against
Sure, that'd be wonderful. And that's important for the one seed and all those goals.
There's a lot of football left to be played.
For the division, the game against Green Bay is irrelevant. What matters here moving forward is just they take care of the business against Dallas, the two Washington games, and they beat the Raiders. That would get them to 10 wins. Like you guys think the Dallas Cowboys with that defense are getting to 10 wins? I don't.
No.
Okay. Well, if no one else gets to 10 wins.
Anything can happen, though. I'm not too much worried about anybody else. I'm worried about us and right. us maintaining our focus.
Totally. But to lose the division, someone else has to win it.
Yeah.
Right.
I get your point. And your biggest threat right now would be the Dallas Cowboys, which look like no threat at all.
No. It's make
so it's you against you. It's you against yourself. So that's the thing. You just got to make sure you stay focused and do what you're supposed to do.
Well, the other thing going on in the NFC is a whole bunch of craziness that leads me to where I am today. All right, 215-592-9494. I'm not even sure where we start on this. Well, I'll give you three options. You tell me which option you want to start on. You want to start on pettiness?
Oh, I like pettiness.
Owl in someone's home or tears? Because they all happen in the division this weekend. An owl in someone's home. Tears or pettiness?
You know, I'm a fan of petty.
You want to start with petty?
Yeah, I'm a fan of petty.
Kyle, can we start with petty? Let's hear from our guy, Hughes guy, B. Mitch, who's been a guest on our show quite a few times. He was on the post game last night after the Commanders got trounced at home, and he's annoyed. He's petty. Here's B. Mitch.
So, I would just say this. I got a lot of people in my sights. Go for it on the radio this week, and now y'all know who y'all are. I'm coming at you. I'm going to expose a lot of people. Because they try to act as if they care about the team. They're not fans of the team by stretch already. There are a bunch of guys who did not like us having drafted Jay, and they wanted to draft somebody else. There are a lot of people who try to play that game as if, you know, the person, no. You don't seem to like him. You like the other person.
Yeah.
And I think it's very much like somebody else. And I'm not going to say that lady's name yet, but people probably know. I don't like her because she was always doing stuff a certain way. And I'm starting to notice a lot of our radio personalities are the same way. So, yes, the team is not playing well right now. Mm-hmm. They're not doing good. But the ultimate thing is, I'm not going to allow you or people to use their own personal reasons to try to come at this team and try to throw some little salt in the game.
I love that about B-Mitch.
It reminded me of you. I got to be honest, I heard it. When he got on his soapbox and he was firing away.
Yeah, he was. I hit him up this morning. I told him I was proud of him. I did tell him that.
But that's how you know they're having a tough season. That's the post game show.
Yeah,
stuff.
Because we all know it, and it's where people have their agendas, and now you can drive your agenda home. The toughest out of all of this is that young man, Jayden Daniels, and the fact that. He's had a tough season.
Yeah.
After he's reached tremendous highs, now he's in the lower part. Now it's going to be on him to see how he bounces back from this. Coach Quinn didn't help him out at all.
He shouldn't have been in the game at that point.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw Coach Quinn under the bus. I think he did a good job of doing that himself. Coach Quinn did.
Oh, for sure. It was bad coaching.
Yes. And for you to sit there and talk about hindsight being 2020, yeah, that's how usually hindsight works.
Yeah, it does. So they're a disaster in D.C. They're not going to win this division. Do you want to go to crying next or the owl?
Let's go to crying.
All right, after the San Francisco 49ers went to MetLife yesterday and beat the Giants, Brian Daboll in his press conference may have had tears in his eyes.
Brian, are those tears of emotion or is that just...
Oof. Tears. Is it what?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you're saying.
You walked in here, it looked like there were tears coming out of your eyes.
No.
Not just allergies?
No. No, it wasn't tears.
It's a hell of an accusation.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Yeah, well, if you see the video, Hugh, the man looks like he's teared up.
Probably like I'm about to lose my job, and these guys aren't playing. Like they had a nice little run as far as hard.
They won two games.
Playing hard,
sure.
Early on,
remember the Bears last year when they were playing hard, and then the Hail Mary, they lost the game, and they never won again.
Yeah,
that's the Giants.
Yeah, he's probably looking at it like, let's be honest, Giants fans. If you're a Giants fan, he's overstayed his welcome.
Sure,
he's definitely overstayed his welcome.
Yep,
it's one of those things where, you know. Like, you know, I always joke about taking a coaching job and going somewhere and coach. He's what, 3 years overdue? He was 3 years overdue to get fired.
I think it's his fourth year there.
Yeah, he's been overdue.
Yep.
He's definitely been overdue because I think they've been underachieving since he's been there, since he got hired.
Yeah, they're just bad.
Came from Buffalo, right? He was supposed to be this innovative offensive coach, offensive-minded coach. And for the weapons that they've had offensively, and for the output offensively that they had, this was probably their best season, like the two games that they won. Well, the three, where they lost the one to Denver.
Yeah, they made the playoffs his first year, since then it's been bad.
Yeah, it's been a bad offensive output.
Yeah, he's a bad coach, and they're a bad football team. So they stink. Their coach is crying after the game. B. Mitch is being petty on postgame. And then there's this story. As the Cowboys, we watched them tonight at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Did you hear this story? Brian Schottenheimer, the head coach of the Cowboys, Hugh?
Mm-hmm.
Had an owl get into his house late last week.
Okay.
He was in team meetings, and apparently he had 72 text messages from his wife and son because they couldn't get an owl out of their house. Had to end up getting animal control over to the house. What would you do if you had an animal in the house? Or let's say an owl. Like, how would you handle that?
If I was there?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to answer that question.
That mean?
Because that owl would probably, like, I don't know what the conservation laws is for owls.
But what would you do?
Dead owl.
But how are you going to get it?
I'm probably a BB gun or something.
Okay, you got a BB gun, an owl.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You asked and you put me in a bad spot.
You did ask.
You put me in a bad
spot. Well, you could have called animal control.
No, I wouldn't have thought that. You know what I mean? I would have just been
you
like.
You wouldn't have thought of animal control?
Well, no, because everybody freaking out. Like, as the pedophilius, you got to take care of your business. You got to, you know, handle that. So we probably would have gotten in trouble.
Okay. Well, the Schottenheimer's got animal control, just in case.
Yeah, I probably would have been, you know, known as the owl killer. And it probably, knowing my luck, it would have probably been an owl that's on the endangered species list. You know what I mean? Because I was making snap decisions.
Yep, yep.
Guilty!
You know what I'm saying? And now y'all looking at me and I'm getting DMs and people talking about doing
mean and hurtful
stuff
to me. I wasn't trying to get you in trouble. I just was wondering.
I'm just saying. Not now. For all the people that's about to DM me.
You could just open the door and let it fly out.
Yeah, for all the people that are about to DM me. It didn't happen, so relax.
This was happened to Brian Schottenheimer.
Yes. And owls, like, it all depends on what kind of, because some of them owls got sharp-ass claws, Joe.
You afraid owls?
I'm just, have you seen some of these owls? They have sharp claws.
I mean, I've seen what I've seen outside. I mean,
owls are that dude. They can get after it a little bit. Like, owls can get
owls
after it a little bit.
Owls are that dude?
They can get after it a little bit.
Yeah, but the owl's probably scared to death in your house. It
How
doesn't
did the owl
be
get in the
in
house, though? In the front, well, somebody left the front door open?
That's for the shot.
And the owl's wingspan is like, it's like some of the owls are huge.
Yeah.
So maybe you shouldn't be shooting a BB gun at an owl. Maybe you should take cover.
Yeah, I'll take that. I'm in that one. I'm in that.
Okay, good. Can you give a second clue for Hughes Clues before we go any further?
Do I have to?
Yeah,
let's move on.
All right, we have a 4-pack of tickets. And the Flyers and the Sabres, December 3rd. We're going as a show. We want you to come with us. 4-pack of tickets. Clue number 2, Hugh Douglas.
This is a cartoon character that was a character on The Simpsons.
Okay.
Oh, so we've really narrowed this thing
down. Yeah. So you went from really broad to narrow now.
Yeah.
All right. So this
and I just heard you kill an owl. It's like 5 stacks. Yeah, I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to jail. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to say that. I just, I didn't know what you were going
to
say.
It's illegal to shoot an owl. And it's like, if you do, it's like 5 stacks.
Yeah.
No, I think that's partially on you, Joe.
It is. Like,
I mean, you asked the question.
We should have known.
And I kept telling him, don't ask me. I'm looking at him like.
You did warn him.
You asked.
You don't want to hear the answer.
I mean, because it's like, first of all, it's in the house.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody in the house probably freaking out.
Well, yeah, Schottenheimer said he had 72 text messages.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
everybody's
a freak out.
Freaking out. And, you know, you're coming in and the wife's probably yelling and screaming and you want her to stop doing that. So you go for the quickest solution. Now I'm going to jail.
What do you think?
And a $5,000.
What do you think Brian Schottenheimer thought when he saw 72 missed texts? I would imagine someone died.
Like, well, yeah.
Or something like bad happened, right?
Well,
not an owl in the
that's
house.
Probably where your mind would go first.
Yeah, like something bad.
Yeah. Not owl.
Not an owl.
And then you're like, you wonder, like, because owls have a wide wingspan. How did it get in the house? Like, what were you doing for the owl to fly into the house? That's the next question.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions to be asked there. All right, we got 2 clues out for you there. Huge clues, 4-pack of tickets on the line today to go see the Flyers and Sabres with us on December 3rd. All right, Cowboy Clarence is in Southwest Philly. What's up? What's up, Cowboy Clarence?
Hello. You had to agree with you. The next 9 games,
yeah.
And it's any game on Sunday. So I guess the Dallas game is going to be a catwalk. So.
Well, no, I don't know if it's a catwalk, but it's a win. I mean, the Eagles are obviously going to beat the Cowboys.
Catwalk.
When they play them, Clarence.
Cakewalk, right?
Catwalk. I mean, there's also catwalks. But, Clarence, yeah, I mean, you can't really think the Cowboys are going to beat the Eagles when they play them.
You never know. They had a hard time beating them before.
Yeah.
And how many points they won by?
It wasn't much. It was a one-score game. Yeah, it was close. And that Cowboys defense stinks.
Suspect.
Yeah, and the reason I root for him, I go a long way back. I was a big Tony Dorsett fan when I was young coming up.
Tony was a great player, yeah. They don't have Tony Dorsett now, though.
No
Tony Dorsett these days.
And about that owl comment, I root you on that, too. I would have killed the owl.
We don't want to kill any owls, Clarence. We appreciate the phone call.
We'd have both been in jail.
Yeah. Are you a good BB shot?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah,
I used to skeet shoot.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But how long ago was that?
It was a while ago.
Okay, I'm just wondering if you still have your shot about you.
No, I don't probably don't. Because you know, like in somewhere I think it's in Westchester, they have skeet shooting. They have skeet. It's not that far from here.
Why don't we go out one day?
Yeah, skeet shooting is cool.
Let's go to Jeff in Philly. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, what's going on, bro?
What's up, Jeff?
Halloween over, bro. You ain't got to be scary, man. We got the East locked up. We got it.
I hear you. I mean, that okay. I
really
feel the way that I feel, but I respect your opinion.
Joe up, though. No Diddy. I came to grind him up. How you still don't have Hurts in the top 5, bro?
Well, I don't think he's played like a top 5 quarterback. I mean, what do you want me to tell you?
All right. So who's your top 5 and how do you qualify? Because all his numbers is up there with everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, he's played great the last 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. I mean, he's coming off his best game for sure, or his best 2 games, right? The Minnesota game.
Even the season as a whole. I'm talking about the numbers for the season as a whole.
Yeah, I wouldn't say as a whole he's been a top five quarterback.
Look at the numbers. Look at the numbers for the whole year.
I mean, if you're looking at his numbers for passing, he's not in the top five.
Allen, Mahomes, you just write those two down. Let's start there with those two guys, right? And then I think Stafford has played at a very high level this year. Drake May has played at a very high level. That's four, right? So we got one spot left now, Jeff. I mean, who do you want to give it to?
Now you're putting Drake May in there. First you put Jaden Daniels last year. Now you're putting Drake May. Why all these dudes get one good season?
No. You said this year. That's all I was going off of. This year.
All right. Let's go total. Top five QB, period.
What does that mean? Like over what period of time?
That's active in the NFL right now.
Yeah, okay. I would take right now Mahomes and Allen for sure. I would take Lamar for sure. Lamar's numbers are down this year because he missed three games. So those.
And Allen's a choke artist.
And Josh Allen's a choke artist.
He's talking about the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
he's talking about the AFC Championship.
Well, Josh Allen. Why does Jeff? Choke. Here's the point. Josh Allen has had some of the best playoff games in the history of pro football. So the choke artist.
That's lovely, but he don't get over the hump.
Well, his team hasn't gotten over the hump. So we're gonna do this every week?
So now it's his team. Yeah. So now that's another thing people throw on.
Well, that's how it works.
For the team that he got.
That's how it works. Teams got over the hump.
Look at Joe Burrow.
Right.
We got 40-year-old
Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
You got it.
Doing what Burrow do.
But they're losing, Jeff.
They was losing with Burrow.
Right. Jeff, you realize Joe Burrow took the Bengals.
He's putting up Joe Burrow's numbers.
Jeff, do you realize Joe Burrow took the Bengals to the Super Bowl? They might be the worst organization I've ever seen get to a Super Bowl. The Bengals.
They got to the Super Bowl, their defense was actually okay.
Right.
Joe Burrow had the best wide receiver duo.
So, Jeff, how about we just do this? You think Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in pro football?
I don't think he's the best.
Okay. Well,
I got him at two.
Okay, then knock yourself out. Like I don't know what I'm gonna tell you.
But
I don't think he's as good as you do.
Your logic. Why do you keep making excuses for everybody else to be on top of him, but then when he got good points, you use.
I think Jeff. I'm not going to scream at you. I'm not going to argue. You can believe what you want to believe. I don't think he plays as well as the other guys as consistently as them. That's all. I mean, like you could disagree. You could say whatever you want. I respect your opinion.
He's more clutch than everybody else.
Well, what does that mean?
Every other great gets credit for being clutch.
What makes him more clutch, Jeff?
Look what he did against the best QB. Look at the numbers he put up in the biggest moments. What do you mean?
The Super Bowl this past year, you mean? Like when they won?
Yeah.
Yeah, and the defense won the game, Jeff. What clutch moment did Jalen have to win the game in this past Super Bowl?
Every time is a big game, he shows up.
Well, that's not true, Jeff. So what happened in the Tampa Bay game 2 years ago in the playoffs?
That was a big game.
All right. That was a big game. But the biggest games, the Super Bowl, you can't get no bigger than that.
No, you can't. But when you look at every team. But Jeff, this is why it's silly. When you say Allen's a choker, Allen has played better over his course of his playoff career than Jalen Hurts. Look at the numbers. Look at the points as he puts up. He hasn't won. But you say clutch, because the team won. The team won, so we decide someone's clutch, Jeff. And the team loses, we decide they're not clutch.
Allen got bums on his team. He got the top five O-line. He has a great running back. He has a great defense.
Yeah.
Who he playing with?
Who's his receivers?
He's not playing with bums out there.
Who are his receivers? Can you name them?
Well, he got to make his receivers better.
Yeah, we can't even name his receivers. Jeff, what's your guess for Hughes Clues?
My bad, I ain't hear all the clues. I just heard the Simpsons, John. I don't know, I'm going to say Krusty.
Say what?
Krusty. I said
Krusty. No, Jeff's not it. Jeff, preached the phone call.
That's not a bad guess.
Were we arguing about Jalen Hurts today?
I mean, you did.
Well, no, but were we?
Well, you know what happens when it gets brought up. I mean,
yeah. I just I don't know what you want me to tell you. Like, I'm going to wake up today and say, you know what, you guys, that's it. He's top five quarterback. That's it. No, he didn't play yesterday. Like, what would yesterday move my opinion on Jalen Hurts?
We're just trying to raise a banner.
That's all I wanted to do today.
We're trying to walk together.
What do you mean? That's it. You're the one fighting us on this.
That's all you're trying to do.
I know, but if you had joined the party, we wouldn't have had to go through that.
This is a house divided right now because of you. We're trying to walk together.
The house divided every day. I just thought it was interesting how he came in with all that bravado, and then when you start dropping facts, he's like, yeah, you got that.
I just, I wish I had the energy that people have when you say he's seventh or eighth or ninth and not fourth. That there's enough vitriol there for that. To be like, what do you mean? Well, I think those guys are better. Like, what do you want me to say?
Here's the thing, and it's the beautiful thing about sports. Like, we're all grounded. I guess the best way to saying it is in our own reality when it comes to what we see.
Yeah, of course.
And some people's a lot of times realities don't match up for whatever reason that is. So I told you I'm starting to move in a different space.
I am starting to move in
the space where, hey, if that's the way you feel, then, you know, okay. Not gonna argue.
I might steal your line. Bless your heart.
Yeah, bless you. Because it's like you will try to tell, because for a lot of people, football is like a chess match. It's not checkers. And when checker moves are made, people want to validate the point that they have. Like this weekend, the fact that Green Bay lost and the fact that Detroit lost.
Right.
Those two are checker moves. Those are moves that were made. Two teams lost that were not predicted to lose. That's an any given Sunday move. That's a checker move. But as far as the bigger board goes, the chess board goes, they're still in position to upset the game against us because we have to see both of them.
Of course.
The season's still in the balance.
So, I'll tell you, yeah.
You know, that's how you have to look at it.
I'm just going to say that to you when you say the division's not over. Bless your heart, Hugh.
Bless your heart.
I mean, at some point you'll see it like I do. By the way, with the Lions losing and they haven't looked as dominant this year, the Packers not, you know, kind of look weird even though they have a good record. I'm back on the Rams are our biggest threat right now. I watch the whole NFC, the Rams feel to me like the team I least want to see in the postseason. I know we've beaten them three times in a row, but think about it, the last two, right? They have gone down.
It's been tight. And they are,
to the end.
They are the team that's looking – they looking like they feel like they can go toe-to-toe
yeah.
with us.
If I had to pick one team I don't want to face in the postseason, it would be the Rams over anybody else in the NFC right now. 215-592-9494. All right, we will get to all your phone calls. So I'm declaring the NFC East over. Kyle's with me. We're raising a banner today. For the first time in 21 years, the NFC East is going to have a back-to-back winner. That's the Philadelphia Eagles. The Commanders, it's over. They're 3-6. They just lost Jaden Daniels last night. The New York Giants season was over when it started. And the Cowboys will play tonight, and they'll probably get to 4-4-1. But I don't see it. I don't think they have a good enough defense to get to where they need to get to. Are you going to join us? Are you in joining us in raising the banner? You can react to, we'll react more and give you some more thoughts on how Jalen Phillips fits in and kind of talk about the edge rushing group we now have with Jalen Phillips as part of the mix from the Miami Dolphins. Eagles trade a third rounder this morning, which was not a small price to pay. So they must think the guy has a lot of juice for the rest of the season. And Jair Alexander, the veteran corner who I wanted in June, is also here. Trade on Saturday from the Baltimore Ravens. Great job by Harry Roseman to add depth to the roster. Also, we'll get to the latest A.J. Brown report from Sunday morning. Is this the end of the A.J. Brown trade rumors? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey,
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.